Ben Mandelker, and you are watching the TV Click, and with me, as usual, are Ronnie Karam and Matt Whitfield. Ronnie from TrashTalkTV.com and Matt Whitfield from Yahoo. Matt has just put in a 35-hour day covering the Emmys for Yahoo, and so we're very excited that he was actually able to show up here with eyes wide open.
That's why I'm in my bed. It's glamour.
As oh my God, you're in your bed shirtless?
Matt, this is scandalous.
You're a whore. I love it.
I'm tired.
Yeah, tired this is of being a whore. That's a tiring, tiring life.
This is in the spirit of Big Brother, where everyone walks around shirtless with like little wires around their neck. So, Matt, good job.
Yeah, I'm blushing, kind of. You can't tell on my dark house, but I'm blushing.
If you want to stalk Matt and perhaps see more shirtless photos and videos of him, you can. He's on Life on the M List on Twitter and on Instagram. I really can't talk. I think my brain has rotted from Big Brother tonight. And also on Instagram, on everything. That's where Matt is, at Life on the M List. Ronnie on Twitter is Trash Tweet TV, but on Instagram, he's Trash Talk TV. And on Vine, are you Ronnie Karam?
Yeah, I'm Ronnie Karam on Vine, but it's all about Instagram right now, okay? I'm obsessed with a new social media thing, like, every month, and I just figured out Instagram like a fucking dork recently, and I love it. I love making pictures.
Instagram video is the worst, though. It truly is. You can find me at B-Side Blog on Twitter, Instagram, and on Vine. So yeah, follow us all.
We have to give mad props to Ronnie. Nobody does an Instagram photo with a bitchy quote on top like you, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Doing a great job from his new site, Trash Talk TV. Very, very exciting. And, of course, we're also from the Watch What Crappens podcast. If you like Bravo, go check out our podcast that we also do. And you can facebook.com/Watch What Crappens. And we got to give a shout-out to all the people at Joker's Updates who are coming over to watch our show. Joker's Updates is like the place to follow Big Brother. The people there are great. They're so supportive. Like Cindy.
Yeah, Joker's Updates. You guys, I've been trying to get people to watch my videos for years. And finally, Joker Updates. You did it, guys. You did it. My Big Brother speed recap videos. You guys finally made it happen. Thank you. That's like the biggest thing to happen to me all year. So thank you.
Yes. And it was quite a week on Joker's Updates because it was quite a week in the Big Brother house.
So you watch all the live feeds and you keep up with all the feeds and all that good stuff, right?
I don't really watch the live feeds, but what I do is I will go into Joker's Updates, and there are people who write the live feeds, who write the updates, and I will check in on them. And, you know, last week at this time when we were doing this show, and I had Big Brother After Dark playing in the background, shit was going down. And that was what we saw mainly on Sunday night's show. This house went crazy after only the second eviction, and it was amazing. It was a great week of Big Brother. Do you guys agree?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I've been cracking up every single episode. I think it's really funny. Best comedy on TV. Erin, please never kick Erin out. Please never kick her out.
Oh, my goodness. No, she's comedy gold. You know, nothing like a racist to make comedy gold.
For real, right? I don't know how people in the 50s weren't laughing all the time. Or maybe they were. Maybe they were.
It's been a big summer for racism. Paula Deen, Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, it really has been. This is the summer of racism, and I think we just all need to come out of the closet and just blame the Mexicans. So Ben, could you kind of update us on what's been going on the live feeds or what's been going on kind of in the background? Because I avoid that stuff because it kind of ruins the show for me. I like to know, you know, I like the surprises of it all.
Well, we've seen a lot of the stuff. I mean, I don't follow it religiously, but we saw a lot of the big stuff, which is that after the eviction, there was some racist shit that went down. Erin flipped Candace's bed. Howie pulled Candace out of the room and then had that conversation, which aired on Sunday's show, which I actually thought was a very fascinating scene in the history of Big Brother and also in this summer of racism where Howie is basically telling Candace, like, you have to, like, calm yourself and you have to rise above it if you want to survive in this game. And it really made me think, honestly, about all, like, the people who have to deal with those situations in the workplace or anywhere else in life where people want to stand up for themselves and they have to bite their tongue.
I'm going to stop you right there because you're sounding fucking crazy. Because guess what? The Big Brother house is not the real world.
No, but you can't tell me that there are people who are in workplaces who have to sit and listen to like racist remarks and insensitive remarks.
Of course there are. Of course there are, but Candace shouldn't sit back and let these people be assholes to her because she might fear that one week they may nominate her for eviction against two other people. That's some bullshit. She should say, you're a racist bitch and everybody on TV knows this now. So why is Candace trying... Well, Candace is like, I'm rising above it and I think it's bullshit. This is Big Brother. You should... What?
She has to. She's in a house full of racists. She can't start acting like the angry black woman.
There are three. She doesn't have to act like an angry black woman. She can act like an angry.
But that's what they're going to peg her as, no matter what she does.
Okay, I'm not going to talk.
Okay. Speaking of our resident angry black woman, that's
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but in the real world, you know, Candace would be able to sue for $1 million.
Right, there's human resources in the real world, but there's no human resources in the Big Brother house.
No, and it's only $500,000 pre-taxed.
Yeah, exactly.
But doesn't Aaron make racism seem like a cute slumber party? Like, I wish racism was really like that. Like, if you were really mad at a black person, you could, like, tilt their bed or like hit him with a pillow. You know, I feel like our history would be just so much better and we'd have so much more peace in our society if that's what racism really was. Like, you black bitch, I'm gonna put your bed over. It's like, ooh, our history.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like watching the episode tonight, I was like, going into the episode I would have agreed with you on that, but then to see the way that she was trying to play down and dirty with her BFF Gina Marie, I was like, she's a snake.
What was she doing?
Stealing all... Well, we'll get into the whole Gina Marie
being
a serial killer on her own, but the fact that Aaron was willing to torture her best friend in the house that much just took it to another level.
No, she's a psychotic bitch. I mean, she's a psychotic racist bitch. And if you have you guys gone to her Facebook page?
Yes.
So it's actually hilarious because it's this page that only has like 600 likes. And on top of that, every comment is like, you are a racist bitch, you are a racist bitch. But every now and then there's some like crazy racist person that's like, yeah, go on, Aaron. Like, go like way not to stoop down to the black people's level. Like, way to like keep it pure. And like,
keep it pure.
Yeah, it's weird shit like that.
You guys notice that, like, on Twitter? Like, every once in a while, I'll post, like, when all the shit went down, I initially posted, like, I'm so proud of CBS for actually airing this and for making these racists dig their own graves, something along those lines. And I got a lot of, like, followers and I didn't get followers, but I got a lot of retweets on that. But then I also saw my followers drop.
Yeah, it's crazy. People are, like, really... racist. It's a racist country. We are in a racist, racist country.
It is. I mean, it's a really interesting world we're living in because, you know, what used to be coming out of the closet was like, I'm gay. And everyone would be like, oh my God, you're gay. Hugs. Let's give a hug. That was so brave of you. And now it's racist. They're coming out of the closet and people are like, congratulations. Like, they're giving each other fucking white cake for coming out of the closet for being racist. I've never seen this much, like, blatant racism, and I don't know what it is, like the Trayvon Martin thing, we talked about that last week, the people leaving their comments on the boards are just so crazy, and I don't understand why it seems to be split down the middle. Like, if you're a Democrat, you have to say, you know, people are racist, but if you're Republican, you have to say, no, the black people are racist, and the white people are just sick of taking it. It's like, how is it divided like that politically? I just don't understand how everything is divided down the middle like that politically. It's like, if you're on one political side of the spectrum, you have to think a certain way.
Yeah, well, that's why I actually really, I'm with Matt. I'm glad that CBS is airing this stuff, because I actually feel like it's really pushing stuff to the forefront, and I think it's good to have these awful racists be put on, like, have, like, a public shaming, even though it's only, like, Aaron's really the only one getting it, and Gina Marie a little bit. But although the truth is, did you guys see the supercut that went out? It's like 11 minutes of like racist, homophobic, sexist.
Could you go on YouTube right now and see if your YouTube thing will play that video? Because I tried finding it and playing it last week, but the stupid Hangout thing wouldn't let me play it.
I'll go try to find it. I don't know. I don't know how to do that with a Hangout.
Okay, never mind. Keep talking.
Next week, this is
going to turn into like crazy town.
Yeah, exactly. No, the point is this: it's a pretty crazy clip. However, it also makes you think, like, where is that line between being racist or homophobic or like sexist, and like poking fun at the differences between groups. You know, where is that line? Because some
we talked about this a lot at work a few weeks ago when the whole Paula Deen scandal went down. And the one thing around that same time that seemed to get swept under the rug, it's like, okay, Paula Deen deserves to have a lot of shit happen to her because what she did was kind of fucked up. Not kind of fucked up, very fucked up. I don't know if I agree that her punishment should have gone to the extent that it did, but what she did was racially insensitive and it got people riled up. Right around that same time, Alec Baldwin took to Twitter and was kind of rude to the gays, and like it wasn't directly, you know, to the gays, but I think it was. I think I know where we all know where he was coming from with that, and I kind of feel like with Big Brother this season, we're seeing a lot about how Gina Marie and how Aaron are racist, but we are not seeing enough about how the guys Spencer. Are sexist and that Spencer in particular is a homophobe.
Yeah, I actually thought it was funny just to fast forward to tonight's live show when Spencer was up for eviction and he thanked like the Union Pacific Railroad or whatever. I'm like, oh, poor guy doesn't realize he's already been fired.
Has he been fired too?
Yeah, he's fired. And his mom released a statement, I think to TMZ or to someone saying like, my son is not a racist, he's just saying things to fit in. But I honestly saw those clips of him saying things and like, you know, when you drop the C word in the context that he said things, and I don't know if he said anything like crazy racist, but he definitely dropped the C word, and he also said fag like several times. He even said to Andy's face, he goes, Andy like joined the group, and he's like, oh, here's Kermit the fag, and then
yeah,
like,
I heard about
he giggled,
that
and then he's like, yeah, I was waiting for an audience to say that, and I think he was maybe thought he was being funny, but it was like,
well, let me ask you guys this. Candace obviously felt threatened, and I would have felt threatened in Candace's shoes last week if I had two peroxide blonde bitches coming at me and flipping my bed. Especially, I mean, she's lucky that she had Howard in the house to, like, calm her down. But if you were Andy in that, I mean, I don't, like, love Andy as much as you guys do. I think he's fine. I really don't know a lot about him because we haven't seen him play that much. But if I were Andy in the house and I had somebody like Spencer saying something like that, I would feel so threatened.
Yeah, well, what I would do if I were Andy, I think I would maybe pull Spencer aside and say, hey, listen, I think you probably thought you're joking or whatever, but it's actually kind of offensive, so if you could like not use that language, I would appreciate that. And it's actually sort of shocking you didn't do that.
You're a nice person like that. I would go into the diary room and be like, clearly you've painted Aaron as a horrible racist on national television. It's time to grill Spencer because I'm not putting up with this shit.
I don't know if it's just that I was raised, you know, I grew up in Texas, and I started getting beat up in 7th grade, I guess, like, when puberty hit, because I was really, like, super gay. I was one of those kids. Like, it just was natural.
Really?
I was always very gay.
This is your cue to sing a song for our fans that are obsessed with singing.
But I was always beat up because I held my books. You know how girls, like, carry their books in their front like this?
Yeah.
I would do that because I learned how to carry my books for my friends. So
over their developing bosoms.
Yes, and I've always had breasts, you know, just like now. So like I grew my breasts when my girlfriends did. Like it was really sweet, actually. But I got beat up all the time and called faggot this and that all the time. So I guess that I'm attuned to it. Like I know friends in Texas. Well, I wouldn't call them friends, but people that I know in Texas who will be like, "What's up, faggot?" You know, like thinking. And I'm sorry to paint Texas like that because it's not all like that, obviously. But there is definitely that backwoods part of it. So when I see, I just have to draw looser lines in you guys. Like when Alec Baldwin is at a funeral, and he's at a funeral of a friend, and his wife is tweeting, which is lame in itself. Yeah. She's tweeting at the funeral. But then some guy sees that and says that she's tweeting fun tweets and all this stuff, and he calls him an angry little queen or a bitter little queen. To me, that's okay.
I think that's what Matt was saying.
Well, I think Ronnie hit the nail on the head. We come from very different backgrounds. I was not beat up as a kid. Obviously, I didn't feel comfortable enough to come out in high school, but it would have been fine. I grew up in an incredibly liberal area where it would not have been an issue. And to be honest with you, I've never really super felt threatened in my life as a gay man. However, when I hear stuff like that, because I'm not attuned to it, it automatically puts the hairs on the back of my neck up, and I'm like, I'm going to fight you, I'm going to stab you, I'm going to murder you.
See, the Alec Baldwin thing, as the resident straight man on this panel.
What does that mean?
No, I'm just kidding. For all the
you
people
were straight
no
longer
idea.
Than any of us, that's for sure.
That's true. No, I Alec Baldwin, it's all about context, too. Like, I think, I really did not take any offense to Alec Baldwin saying that. I thought
you
it was kind of funny.
You motherfuckers are letting him off the hook.
Well, it was kind of funny, man,
because I take it, like, Alec Baldwin says whatever he wants. He always has. I love that video, or that voicemail of him calling his daughter a little pig. Loved it.
Yeah, see? That's way more offensive.
Things that I say, I mean, you guys have seen things that I say in recaps or in videos or in podcasts. I mean, Jesus Christ, I can't believe I haven't gotten in trouble for some of the stuff I've said on our other podcast. People don't care because they know that we joke about ourselves as much as anybody else, and it's in a different context. But when some backwood hick who you know would be tying you to the back of a railroad car, you know that he would be gay bashing you in some bar somewhere. So it's different because you know that when he says fag, he means it in a worse way than when Alec Baldwin calls some bitter little reporter queen who is being totally inappropriate a bitter little reporter queen.
Well, I'll be honest. I think because of all the stuff that's going down with, like, Prop 8 and gay marriage and how that's kind of, you know, becoming, you know, more accepted, and it's obviously more than 50% of the country believes that, you know, we deserve that right. I think because that's happening, people are like, oh, well, if somebody wants to call some dudes some fags, that's fine, because guess what? We're going to let those fags get married. So now they get, they can take a little bit of heat now that they can get married.
I think that's the same with black people, too. I think that people are like, what? There's no slavery. That was a long time ago. I mean, this woman in Texas, it was at a dinner party my mom had. I mean, my mom doesn't like this woman, but this woman said, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but she turned to me and she goes, I mean, how long do we have to apologize to those people? I was like, oh, my God.
Does that really happen?
You seen my daughter on Big Brother?
Yes, that really happens. And she said it at a dinner party, and I was like,
I'm telling
you,
you have to take me home for Thanksgiving one year. I am dying to see what this is all about.
Well, this is what, like,
I would be clutching my pearls the entire time.
This is why there are people like Aaron on Big Brother, people who go on there who then say on national TV after making racist remarks, claim that they're being discriminated against because they're cute and they're winners, you know?
Oh, that was brilliant tonight when she's saying, well, people just hate us. You know, people hate cute people, and people hate when people are good at things. I'm like, what?
And what are you good at? What are you good at, Aaron? You're good at racism, okay? You're good at racism.
So let's talk. Let's go. Oh, but just as a disclaimer, I'm talking a bunch of shit about Texas, but I have to also say that Texas really produces a lot of cool-ass people, because if you're different in any kind of way and you're growing up somewhere like that, you get such thick skin and you become a really sarcastic bitch because that's how you defend yourself. And so, you know, thanks, Texas. I probably would have just been a lot more boring had I not come from you. But let's read some of these Facebook things. Is Matt Whitfield doing porn now?
Huh. Why am I doing porn? Because I'm in my bed? Because
you're on a webcast shirtless, actually.
I am not naked, people. I am not naked. Are people even watching this shit?
So funny. Someone said, both Candace and, or Renee said, Candace and Howard have to turn a deaf ear to keep playing the game. Howard has been staying quiet since week one because the second he says something, he becomes the angry, threatening black man. Yeah, which was kind of
Well, let me
say
this. Fuck Howard with his lies to Helen.
Oh, you know what my favorite thing about Howard is? Is just his utter stupidity. I just love a big meathead who's just dumb as a brick. I think it's so funny. His blank eyes. Like,
yeah, that's
like
his eyes show everything. Like, anytime he's like caught in a lie, he gets these truly like these deer in the headlight eyes, and his eyebrows go up, and he's like, you can see he's like an empathetic soul. You can see he's like a very sweet but perhaps dumb person, and he's like, oh, well, it's like, okay, this is my last lie. I have not lied about anything else. Well, Howard, what about this? Okay, that was my last lie, and now no more lies whatsoever. Howard, did you actually climb a volcano? Okay, all right, that was my last lie. And if you hear anything else, I swear to God, I do not lie after that. Howard, were you in the Secret Service? Okay, all right. Give me four lies.
I love that the word sweet is now a synonym for dumb as shit.
Well, you can
He's
be dumb
so
and sweet. He is.
Bless his heart.
Well,
bless his heart.
We're burying the biggest Howard story of all this week, which is that Howard's dong made it onto the internet.
Yep. His dong made it onto the internet, and that's probably the most stereotypical thing about him, and I thank him for that. Thank you for Thank you for keeping that stereotype alive.
Here's the real question. Who wants it more, Ben or Candace?
Ben.
Do you think... I think Ben does. Yeah, I think Ben does. I think Candace is just like...
Candace, I don't know what's going on.
Is she catatonic, or is that just me?
She's a pageant. She was Miss Louisiana. She's gonna be like sweet and nice unless she's pushed, which in this case is what happened. So getting back to what the original question is, what was sort of happening on the feed? So what we saw was this big racist fight. We saw the House rallying around Candace going against Aaron and Caitlin, whose alliance with all the other guys are called the Clan, which I love. I love that they're called the Clan on Jokers.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, not in the House.
It's like, but so what? Anyway,
so we know that Amanda and McRae and Judd and I think Andy are like a little foursome, and they're with Alyssa and Helen. But I think that foursome is going to turn against Alyssa and Helen, because from what I think I was reading, they were really pissed that Alyssa did not put up Howard as MVP. And so
can we talk about that? Because sure. I want to love McRae and Amanda. I really, really do, and I actually really like Judd. But I will say this, the way that Amanda was almost bullying, I'm saying that as a joke because I'm not trying to be Alexis Bellino where I say bullying for everything. But I do think
She was
pressuring Alyssa, and I don't think that Alyssa should have to do what the hell Amanda wants her to do.
And I loved that Alyssa stood up to her. It made me love Alyssa all over again.
Yeah, but guess what? It's going to put Alyssa's ass back in the hot seat.
Well, here's the thing. Amanda has that tunnel vision where she had her eyes set on Howard and nothing else, and now she's thinking about like going against her alliance because of it. It's that sort of like lunatic behavior that's going to undo her in the end. She's going to fizzle out in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Amanda, yeah. Amanda's just too much. And I think we really saw what Amanda's... I mean, Amanda's pretty upfront with her personality. So, I mean, she's Peppermint Patty with a boob job, basically. But she... we've seen who she is, but I love that we really got to know for sure who she is when we met her parents tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Look at McRae's parents. His dad's like, well, McRae's a weird guy. He's always been a weird guy, and, you know, good for him getting laid by someone hotter. I mean, she's got a guy who's like a pizza guy who's kind of ugly. You know, like, nice dad. And then Amanda's dad is like, Amanda gets whatever she wants.
Yeah.
He looked terrified.
Cut to Amanda talking about the $25,000 diamond ring she must have.
Oh my goodness, McRae does not know what he's getting involved with. And
they're
and
in good bed. I'm watching After Dark right now, and McRae and Amanda are in bed giggling right now, and they're with what's that? By the way, I forgot that there was a girl named Jessie in the house.
Oh yeah, Jessie had a moment. She was part of Bedgate on last week. You know, when everyone was sitting on her bed, and she kept on trying to kick them out. But after that, she's
that is true.
Away. And Caitlin was bitch to her.
When Julie was calling people into the diary room to vote, and they were like, Jesse, I was like, who's that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
I know, I got all excited that it was like, Jesse.
No.
I'm Jesse, and then it was just Jesse. Although, I do like Jesse because she's like the emotional binge eater in the house, apparently, so I feel like she's my girl.
She's the only one gaining weight.
One per season. There's always one girl who gains a huge amount of weight. Remember Amber?
Oh my God, Amber. Amber.
She gained a lot of weight over the course of the season.
But I like that Jessie is totally prepared. She knew that she's an emotional eater. She's not pretending to be anything else. She brings loose clothes. Like that dress she wore tonight was totally built to gain weight in.
Yeah. And yet at the beginning of the season, she was the one acting like she was the hottest one in the house. And now she's wearing a tarp around her.
Where she's from, she probably was one of the cuter ones, but, you know, she's an idiot for not thinking that the Big Brother casting department was not going to put a few fucking models up in the mix.
Well, this is why I love this supersized cast, because there's, like, enough room that you can... enough people to fight with everyone, you know?
We're still getting some cast members lost in the shuffle. There's still many secrets to be unveiled.
Yeah, hey, I mean, that's the best part about Big Brother. As the season goes along, you peel away the layers of these awful people, and then you're like, wait a second, this person's awful.
We still know nothing about Andy. Or Spencer,
Judd.
Really. Yeah, or Judd.
New head of household.
I wanted to say this. Lisa Marie is watching the live feeds, and she said, during the live feeds, Amanda and Alyssa mentioned that production said that they could not put Howard on the block.
Why not?
Probably some issues because there. Let me tell you something right now.
Because now with the new twist, and because America is voting who's going on the block this week, so that Alyssa can't choose. If that news gets out and goes big that the producers don't want him up on the block, America should vote to put him on the block.
The thing is, though, Howard is like, I like Howard. I think he's nice. I don't think he deserves to go.
Take it away. No matter
Ben has a sexual desire for Howard.
It's not just because of that. I do, but it's not because of that. I think he seems like a very sweet person. I do. I really think he's like a nice guy.
But I wasn't saying that because I dislike Howard.
You're saying to fuck the producers.
Yeah, whoever production would have said, like, don't do this, I'd be like, I'm fucking doing it.
Do you guys think the house guests are going to be alerted that America voted for the nominee, or do you think they're just going to be left in the dark and they're going to be all pointing fingers at each other?
I think they're just going to assume it's Alyssa again regardless.
Yeah.
I think they'll know it's not Alyssa because stupid Alyssa tells everybody.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You guys have won!
I'm obsessed!
I love when Julie said, it's a secret house guest. This is not secret. It has never been a secret. She goes and announces it.
Every single week. I'm obsessed.
Thanks for asking. I love this.
You guys are making fun of Alyssa for her voice, but you should be making fun of Julie Chen, who fumbled like 9 lines in the 1 hour live show.
I love me some Julie Chen.
Excuse me. This is season 15, and you're also on The Talk 5 days a week. Learn how to read a fucking teleprompter.
God bless her. It's not easy. Heart.
She has like 5 million things being yelled into her ear during those shows.
Julie Chen can still not read a cue card. It's been 15 seasons.
Well, I would hate to hear what Erin would have to say about that. She's like, well, she doesn't even speak English.
She'd be like, well, they should do it in math symbols. Asians are good with math.
Maybe she should just quit her job and go get a job at P.F. Chang's.
She should just be on the tennis team and be done with it already.
Hey, I'm on the tennis team. I'm not Asian. Shit.
Well, you can be non-Asian. I'm just saying, that's one of the stereotypes that I'm sure Erin believes in. Although she probably doesn't even know what tennis is. She thinks it's probably a type of fruit. As in a gay person.
So, can we talk about Gina Marie's crazy ass? What is wrong
with her? Oh, yes.
Is Nick, I know, is not going to be on the jury, but is he home, like, changing his, is he getting, like, put in witness protection and changing the lock?
I am sure he's already distancing himself from that crazy bitch. Who someone said, I forget who posted it, that the hat and like the shorts or whatever that she's holding on to, they're like McRae's. They weren't even Nick's.
That she's blowing her nose into. Yeah. I can't believe he's going.
Did you guys see the soup this week? They had a clip of her blowing her nose, and Joel McHale is like, oh my God, I love you so much. That's why I'm going to blow mucus into your groin juice.
Gina Marie, so stupid.
I love her craziness.
I think Nick's sitting at home in front of his TV, stroking his boyfriend's hair, going, why does this always happen to me, honey? Everywhere I go.
As they then slip into some spandex and go rollerblading.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I loved when they hid like Nick's cereal box, like the leftover, like molding granola, and she started to cry.
We really need to discuss this because I don't want to come across, suggesting that she's mentally unstable. But
right,
what the fuck is wrong
with her?
She's
obviously mentally unstable. I mean, how's that offensive? Do we have to be nice to mentally unstable people now? Come on, America, enough with this.
You know who she is? You guys ever see Bullets Over Broadway? She's Olive.
And
she's Olive.
Wait, and Ben, you're the straight one? Okay.
Remember there's a scene in Bullets Over Broadway where Olive is like, to be or not line to be. That's what Gina Marie was like in her fight. She's like, all yous back there, all yous and then everyone's like scared. You all scared back there. You all.
I like
yous
this.
All think you're pro- you think you're yous all. Yous all are protected. You protected.
Like, what's up, scrubs? What's up, scrubs? I was like, is that the last TV show she watched? Because she needs to stop calling everybody scrubs.
She's just a Candy Burris fan.
calling everybody a really bad sitcom that lasted too long.
Excuse me. Do you really think that Gina Marie is a fan of Candy Burris? Candy Burris is black.
My bad.
You want me to bring the black out? And I was like, yeah, because you're cracking, and black don't crack. So you need to bring out whatever kind of black you got in you, girl, because you're looking like a crumpled up paper sack in Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
She got rained on and stepped on.
Yeah. And by the way, let's talk about her hair from Wednesday night's episode. She just put her hair up. She literally looked like an old lady. I don't know what she was thinking. She was like a checkout girl.
I'm looking for the picture of it. I've got it here somewhere. That hair, someone put on, you guys keep talking. I'm going to go on Instagram and find this picture somebody put up of her.
I need to know how old she is, because the way she speaks makes me think that she's 16, but I have a feeling that she's well into her 30s.
Well, she speaks both like she's 16 and also like she's from like 1953. You know, like, yo, I got nothing over here. Like, oh, ain't nobody got nothing, nothing for Gina Marie. I didn't even get to kiss him or nothing like that. Hey, Mister. Your nip.
Did I just reveal something? Shit.
Your little furry nip just came out to play.
Is that going to get, like, screen-capped and put on a Tumblr?
Well, it depends. It depends how avid your fans are.
So, this is Gina Marie's hair. Do you see it?
I said on my blog that she looks like a diner waitress named Flo. Hey, Tuts, what do you want? Eggs over easy? Okay, you want some fresh Joe? Want a cup of Joe?
She's terrible. I just love it. And I remember that kind of girl in Staten Island. That is a place I really just don't ever need to go back. Every time I hear her talk, I'm just like, oh, God, no, don't make it happen again.
No, it's just go play in the Staten Island dump and never cross the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, Gina Marie. Just stay there. Stay on that island.
God bless her heart. I hope they have good food stamp programs there, because she's going to need it. Everybody from this show has been fired. Did you guys read that Aaron's mom hired a spin doctor to take care of her when she gets out of there?
Oh,
does Aaron's mother even have any money? Aren't they poor white trash?
I love that Aaron's mom doesn't even apologize. She just gets a PR person. And they are poor white trash, because in the opening, the season premiere, Aaron was like literally playing in like garbage. She was like on an ATV, and there was just like dumpster shit around. There was like a broken bicycle and some cardboard boxes.
Is she one of the random sisters in the background? Is she like a cousin of Honey Boo Boo?
I think so. Like, I think that's why she's so racist, because everything she's learned about like diversity and sensitivity comes from like a crumpled up beer can.
Okay. I think it's better if they're poor, because that spin doctor is just gonna be able to advertise in like some magazines. He'll be like, okay, well, we can afford a jet. We can afford a jet ad. So let's just have Aaron, you know, like, put a fro on her and have her go to Popeyes. All right? I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, what kind of spin is she going to do? What can she possibly fucking
do? Did you just say that?
Yes, because that's how they think. It's so racist. It's like, how are they even going to begin?
Make sure she orders the red beans and rice. Wait, have you had the red beans and rice at Popeyes? The red beans and rice at Popeyes is
the
shit.
I'm not a big bean fan. Popeyes is great.
You're not? Oh, the red beans and rice are to die for.
I don't. I haven't been to Popeyes in 6 or 7 years. You're making me hungry. I'm gonna get it tonight.
It's the only thing I can eat at Popeyes. So yeah.
The Popeyes is so much better than Kentucky Fried Chicken, by the way. Like, without a doubt.
All gross.
Roscoe's,
and that's coming
best.
From a person who loves to eat, but fried chicken I just never understood. Growing up Lebanese, I had to see some disgusting things. We used to eat this thing called kibbeh, which is raw lamb. And my uncles would eat it, and it would, like, drip, blood would drip down his face as he picked out. And then for some reason, I think of fried chicken, because there would always be a bucket of KFC, and he'd just be ripping that meat off the bone. I just thought, you're fucking animals, all of you.
Which is what Ben wants to do with Howard, rip that meat off that bone.
Howard.
Let's see.
Howard, get your swerve.
Sorry. Well, that was my impersonation of Aaron impersonating a black person. She's like, "What you gonna do, girl? What you gonna do, girl?" That was her. That's what she thinks black people talk like. They
didn't
walk around.
Just, I mean,
hey,
I know we
girl.
Didn't want. I know that you like, if there's physical violence, you immediately get kicked out of the house. But I would have socked her in the mouth.
She's lucky she didn't get socked.
Or am I just the only violent person here?
You have some rage in you, I think, Matt. I think it comes out from time to time.
I like it. I'd love to have a hidden camera in your car. That's when you really see the rage.
Oh, I thought you were about to say you'd love to be in this bed. Hey.
No, I know you. I can't have sex with anybody I know. The second I get too close to somebody, I'm like, get out. I've seen it before. You made a terrible joke at dinner. I can't see your penis again.
So only strangers from FUBAR will suffice?
Pretty much. Not from
FUBAR. And that bed, by the way, that bed belongs to Jesse and Judd, so you kind of have to give it back because it's been their bed since the beginning. So sorry, Matt, you've got to find a different bed.
Actually, my bed they actually have in the house, but I have the nicer, taller version. But it's from West Elm, and they have it in the second bedroom. They're in it right now. They're in it. Look, I'm going to show you on the TV. They're in that bed.
Hold on. I'm coming back. I was looking.
All I'm seeing is the corner. I'm seeing the corner of your room.
I'm seeing your really lovely bedroom, Matt. I mean, you've got some really nice taste. Your headboard like in the head is adorbs. Your gray walls are so cute. I think I saw some crown molding in there. Very nice, Matthew. Very nice.
He's like the head of household.
He always wins. That's a good thing about living alone.
So another fun part about this
look, week was... I have plantation shutters.
Look at those shutters, you racist son of a gun.
So another fun thing about this week was that after all this racist shit went down on Sunday night's show, then there was this have-not competition where Howard had the supreme joy of being able to take this rancid milk and splash it in Aaron's face. And that was just brilliant. That made me so happy inside.
I wanted him to completely throw that challenge, though, and he didn't fully, and so he ended up keeping those horrible blonde racist girls, like, eating food, and I so wanted him to just drop the bucket and say, I just want you all to starve.
Yeah, why didn't he just actually just drop the bucket out of, like, the vat, you know?
Right, because
like,
he was playing so poorly, like, you couldn't fucking hide it.
Yeah, but McCray is just very weak. And terrible at throwing buckets of jizz at people.
Ben, do you think we talked about Amanda a few minutes ago? Do you think obviously Amanda's playing too hard and it's going to bite her in the ass? Do you think at any point McCray will be able to realize that he should not align himself with her, or is he so vaginamatized that he's never had a lady friend with big boobs interested in him, and so he would never hurt his queen, my queen.
Yeah, no.
He's vaginalized for sure.
He is done. He's donezo.
Who's going to end up winning this show? Jesse's going to end up winning this show, or Andy is, because they're going to do nothing. We're going to not know a goddamn thing about them all season. And by the end, they're going to go, oh, well, I guess I don't really hate you, so I'll take you to the end.
Yeah. By the way, we just got tweeted at by Leah Black.
What'd she say?
She said, yes!
Oh, because I was saying let's hang out or something. She's so
okay. Excuse me.
Nothing to do with Big Brother, but sorry, everyone.
I was MIA this week, and I need to listen to the latest episode of Watch What Crappens. But was Leah on in my place, or was Amy, or were both of them?
Amy was on, and we almost got Leah to come on like impromptu.
But... Yeah, Amy was on, but we were emailing Leah at the same time because we were talking about how we were supposed to hang out with Leah, but we've just dropped the ball. And by we, I mean Ben.
It's not me. I didn't have her email until yesterday.
It's me. I've dropped the ball. But time flies. It just goes so fast. I don't know. People who were like, hey, let's hang out. I thought she was just being nice, so we'd like talk about our handbags or something on the podcast. I didn't know she really meant it. But then Amy was like, oh, I went to her house. It was really fun. You should ride her back. So we're going to try and go over with
Wait,
Amy.
Does Leah have a handbag line?
No, she has like a handbag? Oh, I thought she just had like...
It's like purses
skincare.
It's all this shit. It's like
I'll interview her for
all
OMG.
Kinds of stuff.
I'll interview totally her for should. OMG. It's happening.
You totally should. And we need to start calling some Big Brother people too.
Yeah.
Because they're whores. They'll do anything.
Yeah, Ben. But call everybody but Marcellus.
All right.
Okay.
So we've pretty much covered all of Sunday's show. Okay, go back to Facebook while I look at
Facebook.
At Wednesday's show.
Emmy is saying naked tenders. Ben, you can eat those. Pure protein and spice. Renee said Arian's family owns a 50 square mile ranch in Texas. She told Spencer last night to Google it when he gets out. Google. Google Grease Hunting Ranch. Been in the family for generations. I think it said each hunter gets 40 acres of great hunting.
And a mule.
Jesus.
50 acres in the middle of nowhere, Texas, is cost $14, right?
It's going up there because Texas is a good place to live. It's good for businesses. It's good for not having abortions.
It's
It's good for racists, too.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, another thing I want to talk about, we haven't really talked about Caitlyn very much, but this stupid bitch.
Oh, my God.
In the midst of when all of this was happening, she's like, the clan is like sitting on their beds, and she's like, ugh, I feel like we're back in high school, but on the other side. When she said that, I wanted to just, like, I really wanted to punch her in the face. I do not advocate violence against women, but I wanted to punch her in the face. I was like, you snotty little thing. You, like, all the implications of what she said, like, first of all, it shows that she was, like, so proud that she was popular and that she hated the losers. Oh, it really touched on a lot of deep emotions right here. Got me right here in the chin bot.
Yeah, but you know what was so funny about that? She's not on the other side. I mean, yeah, she's not like the popular one, but she's still sucking the dick of the most popular, what she considers to be the most popular boy in school. She's still doing nothing but hanging onto a penis to get somewhere in life. She's not anything.
And she and Aaron are pulling classic popular girl pranks. And I have to say, to be honest, you know, I love me a teen movie, you know, and or like Carrie or something like that. And, you know, in all those movies...
Yeah, because they all get fucking killed at the end.
But, you know, but like the popular bitch always does pull some really nasty prank on like the girl with the glasses. And it's always like funny to watch and you think, oh, but it doesn't really happen in real life. But no, when that mattress went over, I was like, wait, no, Aaron and Caitlyn are exactly the type that would pull some vicious prank on a girl that would cause her to try to commit suicide.
It was totally just like Amanda Woodward and Allison Parker in Melrose Place when Amanda started to smell that like Allison was trying to get with Billy, but then Amanda was like, no, Billy's going to be mine, and I'm going to sleep with him on my desk at D&D advertising on Wilshire Boulevard, but then, no, I'm going to make Allison feel self-conscious about herself because she's not as pretty as me and can't wear mini skirts as mini as mine, so I'm going to make that girl turn back to the bottle and think about killing herself.
Yeah, it was totally. Like... classic Regina George. Regina George meets Amanda Woodward. Meets every single fucking bitch.
Well, one of the best things that I've seen on YouTube this week was the live feed video of stupid-ass Mean Girls sitting there trying to figure out what the live feeds can see. And have you seen this?
Yes.
Aaron's asking Andy, so on the internet, can they rewind and pause, like, on this live thing? Can they just, like, rewind it? And he's like, yeah. He's like, really? So they can, like, rewind it and make a YouTube video? Hey, Caitlyn, did you know that they have, like, an archive where they can rewind and make a YouTube video? My butthole's going to be on YouTube. I mean, it hasn't been out, but if it was, they could put my butthole on YouTube. And Andy's just, that's why I love Andy, because he's so stealth. He's just in the bed, like, uh-huh. Like, looking scared as hell. And whenever he evicts somebody, he's like, I vote to evict Jeremy!
Yeah, wow. I mean, he needs to tone down the jazz hands in the diary room.
Yeah, he's a little aggressive, but I like him so much.
Yeah, he's aggressively homosexual, but I like it. It's cute. Kitty shirt.
Oh, I don't mind that he's aggressively homosexual. He just scares me because he gets really loud on the microphone.
He does. Yeah, but anyway, I moved on to him, but I meant to just stay on those stupid bitches. They're going to see my butthole on YouTube. Girl, you better hope someone likes your butthole on YouTube because that's the only chance you've got at making a living after this is done.
Do we think that Julie Chen, when they were eventually evicted, hopefully, that Julie Chen is going to call Aaron out for her racism?
You can hear the way that Julie speaks to Aaron in the house. Like, whenever she's like, Aaron, now you can stand.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost Matt.
Oh, no, Matthew. I hope you find your way back.
Am I frozen?
Oh, he's back.
Am I frozen? I'm here.
You froze.
What I was saying is, like, Julie can't hide her disdain for her, and that's what I love, which means when Aaron eventually walks out of that house, Julie's just going to... I hope that she does, like, one of those things, you know, where you, like, go to shake their hand, and then you, like, go behind your hair, like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope she just, like, speaks to her in Spanish.
Yeah. Julie has been actually very outspoken about how much she hates Aaron. She told, like, paparazzi on TMZ, she's talked about it on The Talk a lot, about how it, like, makes her blood boil. And then she always says, well, she's very immature, da-da-da, but hopefully she'll learn a lesson. It's like, no. And you know what? The producers are not even allowing Aaron to have the redemption moment. You know, she apologized to Candace, and they were like, yeah, it was fake. And then tonight, on tonight's episode, they showed her apologizing to Howard, but it was part of a montage of Aaron just being an insincere bitch. They're like, we're not giving you that moment. You are racist, and you have to live with that.
Well, that part with Howard was awesome, because she's like, nothing I have said, I didn't mean it to be derogatory in any way. And then they cut to Howard, and he's like, uh-huh.
He's like,
Stupid Howard. He's like, what's derogatory?
But I also like, though, after that, after she was being nice to everyone, then she tells Judge, she's like, I hope people, like, can appreciate how difficult it is for me to be really nice to them, and that, like, I hope I get some credit for that.
But, Ben, you're making it sound like she said that in a Valley Girl way, but she actually said that in a, I'm actually mad at people for not congratulating me.
You're right. I sometimes have a tendency just to project Valley Girl onto her, but you're right. It was, like, a mean-spirited, like...
She was pissed.
Like, look at the good work I've done trying to, like, reach out to people by being, like, you know, being a basic human being, having a basic level of courtesy.
Well, last week I was calling somebody a four-year-old because my nieces were in town and one of them is four, so now I think of everything in niece, like, child ways, but she really is like a four-year-old. It's like, the only reason that that little brat is nice is because she wants something. It's like, yeah. Why can't I have a lollipop? I've been nice! It's like, you've been nice for 5 seconds, and it's only because you saw a lollipop. Shut the fuck up, kid! Stop having babies, America!
Do you think the House should have voted Aaron out or Jeremy?
Neither. Jeremy. I think they should have voted Spencer out, because as much as I hate Jeremy and as much as I hate Aaron, if both of them are to go out in 2 weeks back-to-back, or even Caitlin, or even the three of them back-to-back-to-back, the show is going to suck, because it's not going to suck, but, like, Aaron should never leave the house, because and neither should Gina Marie, because they're crazy and horrifying.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, Aaron and Jeremy are idiots for not being able to team up as fellow nominees and launch a hate campaign against Spencer and to, like, air out all the shit that he said and like, really paint him as a threat. Instead, they just... Jeremy walked around in a baby costume, and Aaron went around kissing everyone's ass. Like, that's not how you win at these games. You don't, like, pledge your loyalty. You just make people think there's a bigger threat. You make them afraid of other people.
Those people have no teamwork skills. They are terrible. They will never be in a healthy relationship. What about the end when Jeremy was... And I know about healthy relationships, because I'm always in them.
Yeah.
But I love in the end when Jeremy was evicted and he's talking to Julie and she's grilling him and like, were you kicked off because you're a prick? And he's like, no, you know, it's because I'm so big and intimidating. I don't know what the fuck town you're from, but you're not big and you're not intimidating. You have a little puny body.
With that much hair. He has that much hair product in too. Like, that's not scaring me.
No kidding, and you're not hiding your bald spot with your Eddie Munster hair. Shut up, stupid.
And by the way, when you are, like, caught on live feeds calling, like, Jews kikes and saying, ugh, they totally Jewed me, I'm not thinking, ugh, he's an asshole because he's tall. I think you're an asshole because I'm Jewish and you're, like, anti-Semitic right now. That's why
no one hates you for your good looks, all right, Dumbo? Nobody hates you for your good looks. Step off of that homely person. You know what, parents? Stop telling your homely children that they're gorgeous. It's not helping them. They're getting into trouble. We've seen this with Ashley on The Princesses. We've seen it with a bunch of people. You know, I've seen it in my own life. Shit, my parents told me that I just can't do. Your parents are like, you can do anything. Well, you know what? I can't. I wish my parents would have just told me, concentrate on blogging and YouTube videos. All right? Yeah. I would be further in life.
Yes, I agree. And by the way, Jeremy, I mean, to his credit, his body is great, and is looking even better than ever before in the baby thing.
I beg to differ.
He's got a good body, but his tattoos ruin it.
His wings are on the wrong side. You cannot fly with wings on your chest. It doesn't work.
Like Angels in America.
Please refer to him as the Cherokee Chief.
I know. The idiot Grand Cherokee.
God, a nickel machine wants its idiot back. Get back there. Get your bucket. Stupid.
Can we back up for a second to the POV competition, because you know, his lady friend Caitlin won the POV, and that dumb bitch actually considered for a long time of staying on the block, and her ass would have been voted the fuck out.
That would have been amazing.
You guys, I would like to sum up my feelings on that with two pictures that I made. Are you ready for them? Because I'm about to show you them right now. This is Caitlin. Wah, it's hard to find a guy to call me Meat Wallet. Because seriously, what are you crying about?
That is an unfortunate screen grab on her face.
And this is Jeremy. If you want a bowling ball to roll where you tell it, you got to keep your fingers in it at all times. You guys, these people are so fucking disgusting. Both of them. First of all, what is he after? She doesn't even have... Her eyebrows don't even make any sense.
She's
hot.
She can't
even wax a damn
hot.
Eyebrow. That girl can't even wax an eyebrow. You expect her to raise children?
You know, we should just be lucky that she can form a single sentence, okay? She's got good bone structure. I will say this. There are so many shenanigans in this house, so much offensive behavior and racism, that what's hilarious is that Jeremy's, like, all his Cherokee bullshit. Like, there's so much that the media can't even get to. The Native Americans can't even get to being outraged because there's like, a line of other groups that are like, sorry, guys, we're first. You know, there's so much bullshit in here. You know, like, they didn't even get a chance to, like, complain about how offensive he is. Sitting there in the bathtub being like, whoa, 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 like, ridiculous.
Yeah, but the thing that's so offensive is that he is Cherokee. Like, he said he's, like, 1/30th like, Cherokee or something.
Yeah, he's,
but,
like, 1/32nd Cherokee.
He looks pretty Indian. I mean, what's the other part of him?
He's
I don't
tan.
Mean that even as a. I don't even mean that as a derogatory thing. I just.
He's just.
I grew
tan.
Up next to an Indian reservation.
Listen,
and he looks
just
like
because,
every Indian I've ever met.
Just because he was conceived in a Jeep Grand Cherokee does not make him an actual Cherokee.
He's like, I'm a suburban from the 80s.
Yeah. He's like, listen, I'm a natural-born navigator.
All right, I'm going to shake in on the Facebook because a lot of people are here tonight talking.
Is anybody watching this right now?
Yeah, what are they saying?
I haven't looked at that, but there's 43 comments on the Facebook, so let me see what they're saying. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba! All right, Lisa, Jeremy does not have a great body. He's way too skinny for my taste. Yes. I mean, look, I can appreciate somebody being skinny. I don't think he's got a bad body.
He's not
I just,
skinny.
He's making himself sound
he's got
like
abs and everything.
A gladiator, you know? And he's just like a skinny little guy who does push-ups.
I actually think his face is hideous, and he has bigger, nastier teeth than Miley Cyrus.
Miley.
His face is horrendous. Because, you know, that's what matters most. How does your face look? Awful. Okay.
All right.
So
a couple of things. So, what do you guys think about Amanda pulling strings at Judd to get Howard and Candace on the block? What is with Amanda? Do you think she's a stealth racist? Because you know this is going to come up because she's been going against Howard, and now she's apparently going against Howard and Candace. So, is she a stealth racist? Because Florida is the South, y'all. Let's not forget that.
She's not a stealth racist just because she's going after Howard and Candace. I think it's more to do with the fact that Howard and Candace are a couple, and she'd rather do something with them before somebody comes after her and McCray.
They're a couple? What do you mean they're a couple?
They're like tight.
They're tight, and Candace wants to get him up in her tightness.
Oh, wow. She wants Miss Louisiana wants him up in her bayou.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
She wants to shuck his corral fish.
She wants to get all messy in that jambalaya.
Did you love that Amanda's mom was basically calling her a whore tonight when she was like, well, you know, Amanda's dated a lot of people. Lawyers, people in sports, doctors,
you know,
farmers,
the fact
actors,
that she...
directors, producers... People who won't bank.
Boys. The fact that she couldn't lock down any of the fact that she was dating such varsity like professional athletes and doctors and all that, and she couldn't lock it down, and now is with a pizza boy. That says that there's a lot more crazy there than we have yet to see.
She just wants to control. You know, it's like she's just so upfront with it. That's why I like her. She doesn't bother me. Like she's obviously with somebody because she can control him. I love when he said, "I don't even know why you're with me," and she said, "I don't either." Loved it. Love her.
And then
love
she's already her. Planned it all out. She's like, okay, we're going to wake up every morning at 8 a.m. You're going to move down to Miami with me. I'm going to walk the dog. You're going to make some bacon. I'm going to work. You're going to go to work. I'm going to come home. I'm going to make you dinner. You're going to eat my dinner. You're going to then go home. You're going to wash the sink. And then I'm going to go to sleep. And then you have to wait 10 minutes. Then you can go to sleep because I don't want to fall asleep to you snoring.
Oh, but don't forget that you're going to get a job. And he's like, I'll deliver pizzas there.
Yeah. He's like, it's a very scalable business model.
People don't eat pizza in Miami. What is he thinking?
She's not in Miami. Isn't she in like Fort Lauderdale? They're richer there.
I think that she's Coral Gables adjacent.
She's Boca Raton. She's Boca Raton.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they eat in Boca.
Yeah.
Wait, and by the way,
they eat in Boca.
They eat in Boca, girl.
Isn't it Raton? What are you saying? Raton.
Boca Raton.
No, it's Boca Raton. It's Boca Raton. It's very French. Oh,
you're making it way more glamorous than it really is.
Boca Raton.
When I was a kid, I saw an ad in like Time magazine for Boca Raton, and I was like, "Ooh, it looks so classy and pretty." And like for the longest time, I wanted to go to Boca Raton. And I was like, "Can we do a family vacation to Boca Raton?"
And again, you're the straight one. Okay.
You guys,
Mom,
my
dream is to go to Boca Raton.
Is this a normal Starbucks, or is this the extra large Starbucks?
That's the one that I get. It's the Trenta. It's the 30-ounce one.
No wonder I'm getting fucking drunk over here. I filled it to the same line of vodka that I always do, and I was like, why am I feeling drunk? It's because they gave me a super size. Who drinks that much? Well, I drink that much coffee, I guess.
I drink that every day of my life, the 30-ounce Trenta.
You do? But you're skinny. Every day. You don't eat. I eat, too.
Trenta Reznor, my favorite coffee goth musician.
You guys, I want to show you my notes. I started taking notes. Look, butthole, because I wanted to tell you the Aaron butthole story. That's all. If I had a heart attack and died right now, the coroner would be like, well, he died next to a notebook that said butthole.
You know, the thing is, if we had to do this entire webcast in 5 seconds, you just could say butthole, and that's the week. Butthole. Right? I think that encapsulates everything from the week. Was there anything else that we missed? I mean,
who do you guys think? This is from Emmy. Who do you guys think is going to be nominated this week? And who do you think? Let's start with that, and then who do you think is going to be evicted? But first question is: who are your guesses for nommies?
For Judd's nominations?
Yes.
I think that he's going to be
both.
Too scared
and then we'll
to
do America.
I think that he'll be a little too afraid to make a bold move, and because Aaron is still pretty much hated by the House, even though she's trying to do this like whole campaign, I think that it's safer for him to put her up than anybody else, because then that could potentially put him in jeopardy later.
But he's also going to have Amanda in his ear the entire week.
So I actually think that he'll put up Caitlin and Aaron again, because it's safe and they've just been there, and then they could plan to backdoor Howard.
Yeah. And then who do you think America is going to vote for? Because
Aaron,
right?
Although, I have to say, I was on, I think it was Joker's Updates, somewhere where they had a poll, like, who's your favorite house guest or whatever, and Aaron was tied with the favorite, I mean, it was Alyssa and Aaron, they were tied. So
I think it's because people that watch the show religiously like we do realize that somebody horrible like Aaron brings so much to making TV gold, and we don't want to lose her.
Yeah, I mean, I was secretly hoping that Caitlin was going to win HOH, because it would have just been craziness all over again. Like, Judd winning is like, that was actually like the worst case scenario, because he has brought nothing to the show. He's apparently supposed to be cool, people like him on the feeds and everything, but...
Well, and normally... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say that normally in a Big Brother cycle, this is very rare for us to have this entertaining of a show this early on. It usually takes about 6 weeks until it gets really, really juicy, right?
Sometimes, in my memory.
We've already...
Oh, I think we lost Ronnie.
On a good
start to change, because people are going to start showing their true colors now. You know, we've already seen the racists. We've already seen that. My network connection is experiencing difficulties.
It's okay. You're there, Boo. I will say, actually, the past few seasons have started off with like a good first week or two, and then have then fallen into huge ruts. I don't think this season will. There are too many like big, interesting characters. But for sure, if Aaron and Caitlin are out, then it's going to slow down.
I don't think they're going to get out Aaron and Caitlin, because it's Judd. So who did you guys say Judd was in an alliance with? Amanda and McCray?
Amanda, I wouldn't be Amanda, McCray, and I think Andy, maybe Jess, and Jesse. I think he's tied with Jesse. I would not be surprised, honestly, if Howard goes up as a nomination, because now Aaron and Caitlin may now be viewed as sort of like non-threats. They've been neutered. They've lost their... All three of those women... Regina Marie have lost their men. Like, the moving company is the worst men's alliance of all time.
You know what would be awesome? If Gina Marie were nominated, because she's already on the fucking edge.
And just watching her cry all week. I mean, that has been so fun.
Why? I never got to win out of household or nothing. Nothing like that.
Why?
Wait, this is her hair. Why? Why? Why?
Oh,
are there more?
This was Nick's favorite piece of paper. Why?
Wait, do you think that they're united?
Nick loved this bone.
Is that a sleeve for a man part?
This is a dog bone. I feel like peanut butter when I leave for a little Bulinda.
Yeah, you do.
This was
Nick's favorite SD card plastic case holder. Why?
Nick loved his remote control. Why?
Why? This was Nick's favorite awards program. Why? Why?
Nick loved this external hard drive.
This was Nick's favorite Ruka tag from a shirt that he bought. Why? Why?
This was Nick's favorite lamp. Why?
This was Rick's. This was Nick's favorite year.
Do you think that there's any chance that the way they interviewed McCray and Amanda's parents this week? You guys can't not be dying for them to go interview Gina Marie's parents.
Oh my God. They'll be like, Gina Marie's nominated?
It's going to be Oscar the Grouch and a woman who works at the Sizzler.
Yeah, she's going to be like, you ever seen toddlers and tiaras?
We haven't seen Gina Marie in 45 years. She went off playing at the Staten Island Dump and we lost her. I'm so glad she's back and safe.
We're still trying to get changed for the ferry.
We took her to the Staten Island Mall and lost her by the Sparrow.
Did you say we lost her by the Sparrow? Did you say the Sparrow?
Sparrow.
Sparrow.
Where's our precious Gina Marie? We wanted them to make a Lifetime movie of it, but they wouldn't take our story. We haven't seen her in 45 years. She still thinks she's 12.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Facebook. Okay, JD just said on Facebook, just FYI, Amanda has said Howard has used his race to get further in the game and called Andy a faggot Andy. But I
she
or
also
faggoty
called,
Ann. Or yeah, I but I agree, she is fun to watch.
She also
she's
called
horrible.
Him a fairy.
I officially hate her.
God, Amanda, you think she'd be a little lighter on the gay slurs considering she looks like she heads up a softball team.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, well, thickness.
So I think with Amanda, we have a situation where someone has a false sense of familiarity. She sort of thinks she has license to say it because she's like, oh, my friends are gay. But she doesn't realize, like, no, Amanda. So, which is, it's a little different than someone who is out and out just homophobic, you know?
Yeah.
She needs someone to say, no, Amanda, that's not cool. And she probably would say at first, like, well, what's wrong? I'm like a gay pride parade, which is also true, too. Oh my God, you guys, Nick's hat just fell off. Oh my God.
Why?
Why?
Oh my God. So are we done? Do we have any other Big Brother crap?
I don't know. I think
I'm drunk.
They're in, Judd is the new head of household, and I was kind of watching the TV Guide Network, and they are hanging out in his room, and that's it, because it's boring.
I wonder what gifts he got from home. Probably like a dead frog and like a rubber tire. Like, here, Judd, here are your favorite toys. Oh, great, it's my favorite
Here's a
frog.
Paper clip you can make into a jumping bean and a piece of paper. Your imagination is your greatest gift God gave you.
It's probably one of those duck call whistles from Duck Dynasty.
Guys,
God bless
and some, Judd. And some camo PJs.
I have to say I'm sorry to Lisa Pierce for not singing a show tune, but it has to come naturally, and it just did not come tonight. But happy birthday, Lisa Pierce. Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to Nelson Mandela.
Oh, and happy birthday, Nelson. Is he still alive?
He's alive and watching Big Brother. And thinking,
oh, Lord, have you been reading this Nelson Mandela news? I mean, that is just some crazy bullshit. His son's coming out and going all crazy in the news. They're all fighting over whether or not to pull the plug on Nelson Mandela. Okay, yeah. You guys, because I'm a peace, like, I fight for peace like Nelson Mandela. So when it's my time to die and I'm lying in a bed and I'm shitting myself, pull the fucking plug. Don't just be letting my kids try and, like, trademark my name so they can sell, you know, bumper stickers with my face on it, all right? Just pull the plug. Let me die. I'm ready to go.
I think, by the way, like, next season they should put Winnie Mandela in the Big Brother house because that bitch is crazy. Put her in the Big Brother house. They would have a real interesting episode.
Yeah, those Mandelas are crazy motherfuckers. Yeah, let's just put the Mandelas in the Big Brother house. They're all fighting. They're all fighting with each other. No, Nelson can be there. He can be, like, just laying there in a bed. And then the whole family can be fighting.
Put Zsa in there also with Prince Van Anholt or whatever his name is. All the crazy heirs. Oh my god, that should be the next reality show. Heir fight.
I really wish we could have a celebrity Big Brother like they do in the UK, but it's like only really C-list or D-list celebrities. Because I watched the Big Brother they had over there with Tara Reid, and it was amazing when she got voted out and they booed her.
Her and Jedward.
Yes, Jedward is now my favorite. I love them so much. They were so wonderful on that show.
Ronnie, we did have a version of that. It was called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with Janice Dickinson and Spencer and Heidi.
Was that good? Because I couldn't.
And Spencer and Heidi were also on the Celebrity Big Brother a few months ago in the UK, and that they were actually really good on it because everyone on the show is a big crybaby, and Spencer and Heidi were like, fuck these people, they're stupid, and I kind of was rooting for them. They came in second place.
I feel like they actually do need to try and reboot, like, Celebrity Big Brother in the United States or I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, just because, I don't know, I feel like enough bullshit has gone down where it's time to bring out... I mean, who would you want on it, Ronnie?
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter and...
I don't know why I was thinking this,
Carrot Top.
I think because we were talking about, like crazy racists. Like, I would love for it to be the Mandela family, Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter.
Yes, Carrot Top is great.
And MJ from Shaws of Sunset.
Yes.
The kid who was friends with Michael Jackson possibly got raped by him. Was
Which
in that movie
one?
About teenage vampires?
Wesley from Mr. Belvedere.
Lucille Ball's daughter. Just because, why not?
Wait, can I do
a
name
drop?
It could
be amazing. Yes. You know Lucille Ball's daughter? Oh my God! Please, really, Shirley?
She lived down the street from me. Lucy Arnaz.
Her name's not Shirley. Lucy.
Lucy Arnaz.
Yeah.
She lived down the street from me growing up. So.
Oh, really? Really? Did she have a stamp of Lucy on her mailbox? Because every time that bitch is in People magazine, she's like, Lucy and Ricky. Guess what? We know. How about you go get a job, Lucy Arnaz?
Let me throw
You don't see me, like, bragging about Skyline's bowling alley everywhere and, like, stamping that on the Google Hangouts logo.
I'm going to throw in a little Emmys fact right now. And
yes.
Everybody should go to tv.yahoo.com/Emmys, and they should go to the Emmy site that I worked on today, because Lucille Ball today, until today, she was tied for the most Emmy nominations for any actress ever.
Oh,
but
God.
Today,
oh, no.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus surpassed her with her 14th nomination. She had 7 for Seinfeld, 5 for New Adventures of Old Christine, and now she's had 2 consecutive ones for Veep. So now she's the most nominated Emmy actress ever, and I have a fun blog with GIFs in it.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Well-deserved.
Okay,
She is a great comedic actress.
She is a great comedic actress. Yeah, I thought it was going to be someone horrible. Like, have you guys seen that preview for that show with Poppy Montgomery? It's like, where they're like, it's a detective who remembers things. Like,
no, that show
she has a great memory.
Season,
that's going into its second season.
What the fuck is that show about? It's a detective who can remember things? Like, Caitlin could have a show if it's for that. That bitch is a bartender.
Do you want to know
orders and pictures?
Do you want to know who the consultant on that show is? It's Mary Lou Henner, who is one of those people that has one of those crazy memories that when it sees something, it can remember everything. And Mary Lou Henner is the consultant to that show, Unforgettable.
Wow.
Unforgettable.
every episode's going to have something to do with the taxis. It's like, all right, this episode... All right, let's have Carol Kane in it. And there's a murder mystery at the taxi depot. It's Danny DeVito. It's Danny DeVito.
And they'll have like an episode where somebody's touched by an angel, and it's Jeff Conaway.
Oh,
Too soon?
Oh, Jeff Conaway. No, it wasn't too soon. You know what Celebrity Rehab did? It made me root for people to overdose. Come on, people, stop your whining. Put it down. Shut up, Jeff Conaway. I'm still mad at him for that show. He's such a jerk on that show. I need to stop drinking, and I probably need to stop doing it on the internet. Happy birthday, Lisa Marie. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We didn't say happy birthday to you. Listen, all you birthday fuckers. Who said happy birthday to me this year? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting really bitter. I need to go out and yell at somebody. I'm going to go flip a bed.
You guys want to go to McDonald's?
No. I want to go to Pinkberry.
Ronnie.
Foo bar time, foo bar.
This is very telling. Ben wants fast food, Ronnie wants alcohol, Matt wants ice cream.
I don't think Ronnie wants alcohol.
I want all of those things. Oh, I'm not going to get any at Foo Bar. You can't have sex in a place like that. It's disgusting.
Tonight's night at Foo Bar is a big fat dick, right?
Yeah, isn't it BFDN?
Or as I like to call it, the Howard Night.
Yes, this is a really disgusting night over there where they have a contest for big wieners, and guys go in some back room with the drag queen, and they whip out their wiener, and then they put the wiener on this, like, clothesline, and then people vote on, like, who has the biggest one, and it is embarrassing. I don't know why people think that they should be putting their wieners out there in public, but it's really fun to go and, like, look at all the wieners and be like, whose ugly, shriveled, mushroom head wiener is that? And then you look around and you laugh at your friends.
Do you win a prize?
I think guys don't need a prize. You know, if you just tell a guy he's got a big dick, that's his prize. He wins.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he puts it on his resume. And it's over. He puts it on his Grindr account. It's like all done. By the way, we have somebody. Speaking of wieners, sorry, this is really getting not okay. But
we've
got somebody.
We should do our version of Candy Coated Nights, by the way.
We should, but I don't think I have enough sex for that. I could be like the person that you guys are trying to educate.
I'm glad because we have too many podcasts where we make people laugh, and we need somewhere they cry.
Well, I think I'm getting there because of drinking. And by the way, fat and sweaty. Do you guys have air conditioning? Why am I the only one who's sweating?
Bitch, I'm in central air right now, and it is glamour.
You're a whore face.
My windows are open. I've got no air on. I'm just cool as a cucumber. What can I say?
Cue the Jordan Sparks.
I got my Chenbot shirt on.
No air.
You guys, we've got somebody on our Facebook named Manolet Carrera from Colombia. Rawr! Keep up the hotness. You are so cute. Okay, that's all I had to say. And happy birthday to everybody. So we're done, right?
Yeah, we're just talking now.
Yeah, now we're just like talking on the phone, right? Can we just do
all
that?
All right, so let's.
That's what our podcasts are gonna devolve into eventually. Just being like, "Hi, what are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing.
Do you guys
what are you doing?
To? Oh, yes, Matt.
I was just
yes,
gonna have Ben. Nobody responded to the. I wrote back, but does it make sense to do Watch What Crappens Big Brother and get rid of TV Clique? Or are we doing TV Clique? I don't care. I'm just curious.
I don't know. I'm mixed because I do like the TV Clique thing, but at the same time, we are inundating our Watch What Crappens page with Big Brother stuff, and I'm not opposed to just calling it Watch What Crappens on Big Brother.
That's true, but it's just mixing Bravo with other networks. I don't care.
Who cares?
But now we're gonna have a YouTube page and stuff.
I think it's
now
better
to like erase it, and we just submit it to iTunes. Like, I think we just have to live with it. It's like once you get married, you can't get an annulment for a while.
We can't change the YouTube page.
No, I mean you could change the basic name of it, but the address is going to be the TV Clique.
Well, I mean we've only done three episodes. The point is, I mean I'm fine either way, but I think maybe I don't know. I'm concerned about splitting the brand versus it seems like we're naturally expanding the brand on our page. That's all
stuff we should be talking about in emails. Why are we talking about this right now?
People don't.
Okay, why don't you guys tell us? Should we be Watch What Crappens Big Brother or the TV Clique Big Brother?
Yeah, tell us what you like.
Yeah, guys.
Wait, I thought we were not recording anymore.
No, we're still recording. Is that why you just showed your chests?
And I was trying to
Is Matt, like, masturbating on the camera now?
Here's my hand.
Finally, we're going to finally go viral. We're going to do it!
All right, so everyone, you can follow Ronnie at Trash Tweet TV
on
Twitter.
No, don't even bother Twitter. Just follow me on Instagram, Trash Talk TV, and on my Vine, which is Ronnie Karam.
And Matt is at Life on the M-List on Vine, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm at B-Side Blog on Vine, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can check out our Bravo podcast, which is very funny, called Watch What Crappens. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/WatchWhatCrappens. And for the time being, we have a lot of Big Brother stuff there until we start up another Facebook page for the Big Brother stuff, or unless we consolidate. I guess you'll find out. It's America's choice. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Tell all your friends. Thanks to everyone on Facebook who chimed in tonight, and thanks to everyone at Joker's Updates who've been supporting us. And we look forward to hearing and maybe seeing from some of you next week.
Yeah, come onto the Facebook page or to our YouTube page and comment, and we will be reading you through the whole show. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
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 A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.